sure you can sit and listen. How's it going?
It's kind of a brass way to...
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you asked a question. Can I sit and listen? I said, of course, it's a public sidewalk.
I've been preaching on the street for 30 years, and I've never dealt with nobody like that.
What's that?
I said, I've been preaching for 30 years. I've never dealt with anybody like that.
You never dealt with anybody...
Somebody came up and said, hey, can I listen? I've never said, sure. Well, you know, I've never said it in a rude way. You know.
I'm not rude.
I'm not a sensitive person, brother. I've been
it's
preaching.
Not rude.
I'm a Baptist fundamental preacher. I've been preaching.
Well, that might be part of the problem. You're a Baptist.
Well, it could be, but...
That's not biblical.
Well, I got a thick hide, bro.
That's not biblical. The Baptists come along in the 1600s, and depending upon your flavor, they teach a lot of false ways, pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, a lot of worldliness. Again, depending upon the flavor of Baptist, but... We're to name ourselves after Christ, not after a man-made movement.
You're wrong about that.
No. It's what the Word of God says.
No. Christmas is wrong and it is pagan, but Baptists are independent churches, bro. So what that means is there's no denomination.
I don't think we're brothers, so let's get that straight.
All right, fair enough. Yeah. There's no denomination called Baptist, so they're independent churches. So
do they call themselves Baptists?
Sure.
Then they're practicing a denomination because everybody sees the denomination, whether it's independent, Southern Baptist, whatever. And Paul says, don't be calling yourself Apollos, I'm of Cephas, is Christ divided? So the name is unbiblical, whether it's Mennonite, whether it's Baptist, whether it's Lutheran. My wife was a lifelong Lutheran. She had to repent and come out of that.
Yeah.
That is an unbiblical, ungodly way to slander the body of Christ when we're to be lifting up Christ, his name, his word, his ways, not a man-made flavor. So
many have been of that opinion.
No, it's not opinion. It's what the Word of God says.
The brethren first started, you know, they said, hey, we're just going to be called brethren. So they became the Plymouth Brethren. And then they divided between open brethren, closed brethren.
And they all start fighting over doctrine.
The disciples of Christ. So we're just going to be disciples.
That would be the reason why I don't belong to any man-made organization or group.
It's not man-made.
I'm part of the ecclesia. I follow after Christ, his word, and I only unite with people that are following his word, his ways, his gospel, his doctrines, his commandments. And anybody who keeps sin and wants to live in sin, we don't unite and we don't stay with them.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We call them out of that. But that would be the Baptist faith.
I'm even in agreement with you about the Hebrew roots.
Well, yeah, the Hebrew roots are false.
You just got a big mouth, man. You need to get the Spirit of the Lord on you.
What's that?
You got a big mouth.
A big mouth? What do you mean? I'll listen on audio. I got it on audio.
You got a bad attitude, man.
What's my bad attitude?
You're not of the Lord.
Really? I could sense what you were of. That's why I handled you the way I did. You're a false teacher.
No, bro.
You're a false Baptist teacher. You need to repent or you're going to perish. You walked up to me to talk.
You got a puffed up big mouth.
Really? Yep. Paul says I boast in Christ. I'm boasting about the Word of God here. You walked up to me. I'm going to preach the Word of God. You came preaching Baptist theology.
No, I didn't say a word.
You'll be a good example under my Baptist exposed on the internet to help other people.
You got a big mouth.
You got a false gospel. You need to repent, sir. You need to repent or you're going to perish.
Thank you.